AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. With positive reviews from regulators, Jeff Zients with the White House coronavirus team is preparing for approval for emergency use of Johnson & Johnson's one-dose coronavirus vaccine.
We anticipate allocating 3 to 4 million doses of Johnson & Johnson vaccine next week. Johnson & Johnson has announced it aims to deliver a total of 20 million doses by the end of March.
The Food and Drug Administration says overall the vaccine is about 66% effective at preventing moderate or severe cases of the virus, about 85% effective against the most serious illness. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the number of coronavirus cases is still high, but the trend is headed in the right direction.
In the past week, average daily cases declined 25% to approximately 64,000 cases per day. This is slightly less than the summer peak of 67,000 daily cases reported last July.
President Biden plans to distribute millions of face masks to Americans and communities hard hit by the coronavirus. CVS and Walgreens will start doling out coronavirus vaccinations in more states Thursday. The chains say they've received more vaccine doses from the government after using their initial allotment. A statement on Tiger Woods' Twitter feed says he's awake, responsive, and recovering. Woods suffered severe leg injuries in a crash in California. AP golf writer Doug Ferguson says Woods has dealt with his share of golf-related injuries before.
First thought you come to on this is the end of a career coming at us faster than we realized.
No charges were filed against Woods. Police say there's no evidence he was impaired. Several witnesses have been subpoenaed to appear before a federal grand jury considering charges against former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, already facing state murder charges in the death of George Floyd. Prosecutors in New Jersey have dropped a drunk driving charge against Bruce Springsteen. He was arrested in November. This is AP News. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says the U.S. will try to get back into the U.N. Human Rights Council. The U.S. was shunned during the Trump administration.
In a video message, the top U.S. diplomat said his country will seek a 3-year term starting next year. However, Blinken suggested the council was still in need of reform.
We urge the Human Rights Council to look at how it conducts its business. That includes its disproportionate focus on Israel.
The Secretary of State emphasized the importance of human rights in his administration's foreign policy.
We will focus on ensuring that the council membership reflects high standards for upholding human rights.
Blinken also raised concerns about countries, including Myanmar, for its recent coup, China over its Xinjiang region, and Russia after the jailing of opposition leader Alexei Navalny and his supporters. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Fry's electronics chain is closing for good. Fry's had 31 stores in 9 mostly West Coast states. The company said the pandemic made it impossible to continue. Ed Donahue, AP News.